As a conditional use, number 2368, Carl M. Freeman Companies.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval of conditional use 2368 for Carl Freeman Communities for a 23 multifamily unit based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the purpose of MR zoning is to provide housing in an area which is expected to become urban in character and where central water and sewer are available. This conditional use application for multifamily units is in compliance with the purpose of the MR zone, with the purpose of the MR zone. Two, this site is located along Route 54, directly in front of a 70-lot subdivision that is also being developed by this applicant. Three, the property is in immediate vicinity of other properties with a variety of residential and commercial uses, including other MR zone land, as well as M Marine and B1 neighborhood business that have been developed residentially and with restaurants and other commercial uses. Nearby residential uses include the Fenwick Landing townhouse development that has a density of 17.4 units per acre. The project is also located in the close proximity of the city of Fenwick Island. This relatively small multifamily conditional use at approximately 4.3 units per acre is consistent with other zoning and multifamily developments in the area. Four, DelDOT has determined that a new TIS is not required for this site since it has already reviewed and commented on the TOA for the adjacent 70 lot plus more intensive hotel and restaurant that was proposed for this site. Also, significant roadway improvements will be required by DelDOT, including the realignment of Bennett Avenue and the signalization of Route 54 Bennett Avenue intersection. This will result in a safer intersection for current and future residents of this area. Five, the proposed multifamily conditional use meets the purpose of the zoning ordinance that in that it promotes the orderly growth of the county in an appropriate location. Six, the proposed use is consistent with the county's comprehensive land use plan. It is in a coastal area according to the plan, which is a growth area. The plan states that medium and higher densities can be appropriate where, like here, there are features such as central water and sewer nearby and nearby commercial uses and employment centers. The plan also states that a range of housing types should be permitted in the coastal area, including single family homes, townhouses, and multifamily units. Seven, there is no evidence that this property will adversely affect the neighboring properties, area roadways, or community facilities. Eight, this recommendation is subject to the following conditions. A, there shall be no more than 23 units within the development. B, all entrances, intersections, roadways, and multimodal improvements required by DelDOT shall be completed by the applicant in accordance with DelDOT's determination. C, all recreational amenities, including the pool, deck, and the bathhouse, shall be completed within the development on or before the issuance of the 18th certificate of occupancy. D, central sewer shall be provided to the development by Sussex County. The developer shall comply with all requirements and specifications of the Sussex County Engineering Department. E, the development shall be served by central water, providing adequate drinking water and fire protection as required by the applicable regulations. F, stormwater management and erosion and sediment control shall be constructed in accordance with applicable state and county requirements, and the project shall utilize best management practices to construct and maintain these fixtures. The final site plan shall contain the approval of the Sussex County Conservation District. G, interior street design shall comply with or exceed Sussex County standards. H, road naming and addressing shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Mapping and Addressing Department. I, construction site work and delivery shall only occur on the site between the hours of 7 a.m. through 6 p.m. Monday through Friday, and on Saturdays between October 1 and 8 and April 30th. No Sunday hours are permitted. A 24-inch by 36-inch notice sign confirming these hours in English and Spanish shall be prominently displayed at the site entrance during the construction. J, the final site plan shall include a landscaping plan for the development showing the proposed tree and shrub location designs, including the buffer areas. The landscape plan shall identify all limits of disturbance within the site, and these limits of disturbance shall be clearly marked on the site itself. K, the applicant shall form a homeowners association that shall be responsible for the maintenance of all interior roads and parking areas, buildings, buffers, stormwater management areas, recreational amenities, and open space. L, all lighting on the site shall be downward screens so that it does not shine on neighboring properties or roads. M, the final site plan shall depict or note these conditions of approval, and it shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission. That's my motion, Mr. Chairman.
I'll second it, Mr. Chairman.
All right, it's been moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use number 2368, Carl M. Freeman Companies, for the reasons and with the stipulations stated in the motion. Mr. Mears, how do you vote?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in my motion.
Okay, Mr. Collins?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Okay, and Mr. Butler?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Okay, the chair votes yes for the reasons and stipulations stated in the motion. The motion carries 4-0.